me the furtive expression I often get from client personnel. Nothing will make a man or woman feel guilty, put a kid in awe, like an auditor prowling the premises. And there's Hans Clymer. He's an interesting character. He has a business on the side making antique furniture and buildings. You know, like in the woodwright's shop tradition, where he only uses old-fashioned manual hand tools and wooden pegs instead of nails and stuff, for authenticity. You ever see the show on PBS? 70-hour work weeks leave little time for surfing the dial. I responded laconically, watching the gray-bearded man in the pork pie hat methodically count up and down shelves and shelves of power tools. Down there, way at the back, is Trent Cullen. Maisie went on, pointing out a pudgy little character with greasy hair lounging next to a row of kegged nails. "Don't let him borrow any money off you," she whispered. "He's always short of cash. He had to sell his car the other day to pay the rent." "No worries there," I deadpanned. The paltry pay for first-year auditors like me barely left budgetary room to launder my clip-on ties, let alone loan anyone money. "Well, that's my staff," Maisie concluded, stopping near some palleted stacks of 2x4s and 4x2s. I made a notation in my pad of green 7-column with my mechanical pencil about picking up some craft dinner on my way home that night. Then I asked, "Who has access to the actual inventory accounting records besides you?" "Nobody. I'm the only one authorized to make changes to the accounting records via journal entry." Maisie smiled. "Well, I guess I'll let you do your job. I'd like to get out of here by 2 a.m. if possible. I'm flying off to Europe on my vacation tomorrow." Her good intentions were wasted on me. I hadn't cracked a grin or taken a vacation day since I'd joined the firm, and I wasn't about to start now. I spent the next hour observing the counting process, making sure the four staffers were doing their jobs according to the company's 20-page inventory counting procedures manual. I caught Cullen napping on a pile of bagged cedar chips, Murto blatantly ignoring a 1/8-inch bolt lying on the floor next to his foot. Otherwise, everything looked a-okay. But then, suddenly, the whole shebang got a failing grade when I started comparing the staff's count sheet numbers to the inventory accounting record figures. Actual to book was way off in certain areas. "Springer, we have a problem," I growled at Maisie. I showed her the spruce stud, pine sheets, and birch shingle count sheet numbers compared to the book numbers. The accounting records indicated that there should be plenty more inventory than what was actually counted. "We've got a serious case of shrinkage here," I intoned. "Oh my," Maisie responded noncommittally as her staff gathered around. She flipped through the various sheets and printouts, making quick comparisons. "But the power tool and nail and screw inventory records agree with the count numbers." "Maybe." I kicked over a keg of 1-inch nails, spilling shiny, spiked metal all over the floor. Then I fingered Clymer, Cullen, and Murto with the painstaking task of recounting the nails as I watched and counted along. "Let's see just how carefully those counts were performed, shall we?" The trio groaned and grumbled and counted. 1/2 hour later, they proved to me that they had the keg numbers nailed down all right, as their manual tally exactly agreed with the count sheets and the computerized inventory records. That meant for sure the overall inventory count was being done accurately and completely, which meant that the wood records were wrong, which meant someone was pilfering product, either to use for themselves or sell for a profit. "Who's going to clean up this mess?" Cullen groused, kicking at the pile of nails. "Me," I replied, in the figurative, not the literal. "I know who's been stealing inventory." "Who?" Maisie gasped. I scoured all four Lumberland employees with my shrewd eyes, but no one broke under the steely gaze. So I made with the words, about numbers. Pointing at Maisie, I declared, "Only you have the authority to alter the accounting records